only knowing this is enough to see the anatomist. This is the point. It is anatana one of them. Otherwise, the self would like to know more, to experience directly. And that is not the way.
Now it's the
way is detachment, so it can appear. Attachment covers up the truth.
I understand that there will be no method to do anything. I still kind of wonder when you talk about present moment considering. Maybe because I just kind of this, I want to understand and want like so. It's not clear. There must be something that I should do.
Not seeing, hearing, thinking.
Just keep thinking like, what is the right way to understand?
To understand? The self cannot understand. Attachment cannot understand. Listen, consider, and understand little by little.
But that, so like, how to consider?
Yeah, when he said consider, I immediately think I consider.
Remember what Ajahn said consider. About the reality. It's a one kind of consider.
Because sometimes considering thinking is make me confused.
Think too much.
Think too much.
So what is considered?
Just understand what is said. Like seeing is real. It's a reality, that's all. No self. Even the self is thinking, taking it for I know, I hear. But actually, it's still I, as long as Panya is not enough to let go the idea of self.
But when seeing and understand that seeing is seeing, no self, also thinking again.
Thinking, then it's gone and then seeing again. All realities, all dhammas.
Maybe because there's always kind of a tendency inside to see any.
Beside, always is the attachment. The big boss does not let go. To more understanding.
But sometimes if we think we don't do anything, it is easier to fall in the other extreme, like
lazy. What are you doing? See, seeing things, know you. Hearing here, thinking things. So what are you doing? Know you.
So how should we understand
now? I again don't think about that. Just listen and understand what one heard, that's all. And understanding at that moment is no self. It's the understanding which begins. You cannot urge, you can do anything, that's by no kind of attachment. Just want to do.
You also want to do, so no self.
Nothing can be considered self when Panya is there.
I miss a question from Ajita. She asked about what we discussed yesterday night. When we say final of discussion, we want to hold hướng là gì nhỉ?
Merit.
Merit. Yeah. To the our
parents. To anyone who can know and can appreciate that song. It does mean that they all know, but whoever knows, like now, whoever knows and also appreciate. Someone knows but not appreciate.
Yes.
So it's just for opportunity for them to hear about the deeds.
Ajahn, back to the question of like offering kusala at the end of the session. and then
offering or extending goodies for them to know, to appreciate.
Yeah, but then say like, okay, offer this to my mother, my father. Then at that point of reading this, if I have attachment, if I like realize that there's a person there.
But you know that why do you extend marriage to your parents? Because of their good deeds to you. Because they were your parents. Not because of attachment.
Okay.
It does matter to whom you like seeing the goodness of the person.
Yeah.
When you have done any good deeds, you can extend the merit. It means let the other know in order that they can appreciate.
Yeah. So at that point, can there be mana?
Anything can arise. Even mana is not self. The best thing is to understand that there are different realities. No one there, that's all. Otherwise, it seems like one really doesn't want to have attachment, aversion at all. But actually, it's just learn to understand.
And she has a radio program sometime, several times a day.
Several times.
So I bought my small radio from Holland. This morning I listened.
You can connect to the Thai radio?
Yeah. But when the story is difficult, like this morning was the text of the Vinaya and Atapala and things like that, it's difficult for me.
The three Pitaka.
Yeah.
The Pitaka. Not only Abhidhamma, and also include the Sutta and Vinaya.
Yeah. So and about Vipassana, Sati Sampajanya, and then I could follow the end.
So they can understand it all about Dhamma reality.
So for beginners like us, so where should we start?
Now, anything. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
For example, about realities, if we know that what Buddha taught all about now, reality right now, then we can understand from realities that which is real.
Besides that,
other end,
like the sutta or something.
If you don't call it sutta, sutta talks about seeing too, hearing too, exactly the same. Only like a story of nama and rupa, yeah, by way of different beings from time to time, like in the past and present, the future. Yeah.
It is very easy to read the sutra and think that there is a person and they try something.
That's why it said that if you read it incorrectly, you have wrong belief. So you think that Buddha urged you to try so hard, but actually he just pointed out what's right and what's not right, the way it is. So it depends on each individual's accumulation to take it in one's own way, with right understanding or with, say, the idea of doing something. But if we do not forget about that which is real, reality or Dhamma, we can see that there can be no one at any time.
Go ahead.
Otherwise, nothing can erase the idea of self. It's so very deeply rooted.
And you said today even about like the courage, right? It takes the courage to buy in or to actually
to understand reality, because it seems like so very difficult. But can it be easy?
Yes.
And sometimes, Ajahn, to the courage question, I've got something, because sometimes akusala comes and I take it for my akusala, yeah, and think it's my akusala, why am I like,
yeah,
this? But this is the point, is that she akusala is akusala.
You cannot do anything, just learn to know that we have heard akusala is a reality and kusala is a reality. They are conditioned. It's quite a relief. Instead of trying wrongly to do this or that, to have such and such, it's impossible. It's added more attachment to the wrong idea that I, that is I who can do.
So when does that all start, the understanding? Because like, if there is understanding and then something, and then there would be no understanding and then a little bit more understanding.
Because they are dhammas, you see. Only that. This is the magic words. Yeah, they are dhammas, yeah.
So this is what kind of all the magical? The magic
word. Magic word.
Oh, the magic word, dhamma.
Everything
is dhamma. It's difficult to understand. It's difficult to understand that word.
It's difficult appraising the virtues of Buddha, his wisdom, great wisdom, who can read and understand instantly, who can read and have no attachment instantly. Just learn to understand, that's all. Even to understand is good enough. Comparing with moment when there is no understanding at all, see.
Once, Ajahn, you told that it's like touching now. It's like, can you say more? Because you say touching now and everything is covered up, but little by little when we investigate, it shows up the characteristic of that.
Are you waiting for that moment?
Very much.
Where is the understanding of Dhamma? Everything is real and it's conditioned, see? Only that.
And Sila Bhata Paramasa, how is the term? Sila, Sila.
Clinging to right.
Yeah, how is it?
Sila Bhata Paramasa.
And this is also kind of wrong view. Is it the wrong view?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you like to go to the
foundation by wrong view?
Yeah.
Foundation?
Yeah.
And have discussion then?
Yeah.
And keep your question until then at the foundation.